and for any conscientious human being, there's certain uncertainty about different aspects of our lives. Our very life is uncertain. For the youngest person who is conscientious, we live with the fact that we can die at any time. That life itself is uncertain. So uncertainty has always been with us. But over the past, especially over the past 18 months, it will soon be 2 years that we have been dealing with the challenges that come with the virus. Over these past 18 months, the COVID has brought to everyone's attention the uncertainty of life and the uncertainty of everything that is physical and material. The COVID has done that, not just in Jamaica, not just in the US, not just in Canada, not just in England. Worldwide, men have come to understand that lot of the things that we put our faith and our confidence in for decades, for centuries, almost overnight, they have proven that they are not so certain. The COVID has done that. Men and women who 5 days ago thought that they personify good health, almost overnight, they are cut off and they are called home to eternity because of the COVID. Men and women who felt their financial situation was well secure almost overnight, they become poor because of situation brought about by the COVID. Businesses, big firms and establishments that in the stock market you would refer to those as blue chip company. They have existed making profit for umpteen decades and some of them centuries. And since the COVID, some of them within a month or two, they are brought down to their knees financially. Everything physical and material, the COVID have shown up their defect and that they are uncertain. And we must take lesson from this as God's people. We must be careful what we put our trust in. In the book of Romans chapter 8, we will not read it, but if you can read it when you get home, Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through verse 39, Paul, the great apostle of Jesus Christ, contrast the certain or the certainty and the uncertainty of life in that passage. The uncertainty of our time, and especially over the past 18 months dealing with the COVID, it has infiltrated every aspect of life. It has infiltrated government, politics, businesses. The business of working from home. That's a phrase of the COVID. Worldwide, businesses have to so scaled down and so as to continue. Lot of their employees have to operate from home. There are some employees who are glad for that opportunity. There are others who don't like it. But that's the COVID. That's right. The COVID has infiltrated investment. Economic activities. It has infiltrated health, marriages, home life. Yes, marriages. There are situations where, for many people, wife and husband have to be working from home. And in situations, they get on each other's nerve and they find that they're having more quarrels. There are other people who are affected mentally because of situation brought by the COVID. So it's not only marriage, home life, relationship, but also physical and mental health. But not only that, the COVID virus has infiltrated Christianity, the church. That's right. For me, it is a great test of our belief, what we really believe. That's what it has done for those of us who observe it is a great test for the church and for individual Christians. The business of Zoom or online worship, just today, yes, today, not yesterday, somebody from one of our rural congregation phone, "Brother Mitchell, are you all having watch night service?" I said, "Yes." And the person went on to explain that while a lot of the members of that small congregation wanted to have watch night service, the preacher told them that he's not going to take the example of indisciplined preacher and have any watch night service. You see what the COVID has done? It has created a situation where, for many of us church leaders and members, we do not want to upset our comfort zone. Are we all there? We are very comfortable staying in the privacy of our home and giving God a little spare time here and there. We don't want anything to upset that, so we come up with flimsy excuses not to congregate, even though we have the privilege to do so. So the virus has become a test not only for the church but for individual Christians. Online, Zooming become replacement and substitute for congregational worship. Now, you know, the Almighty God, the great God, he dictates congregational worship. And mark you, as people who are to obey the laws of the land, and knowing the COVID situation, when the government explained that only so many can meet, we we try to accommodate. That's right. It's not something we are comfortable with, but we understand the situation. It's not that the government is passing a fast one on us. No, we do understand the situation. But the Almighty God did not intend for us to use the COVID as an excuse, or that online worship become a substitute for corporate congregational worship. God never intended that to be. Is it what? 2 weeks ago, I went to Winter Haven to conduct a gospel meeting for Brother, the top Hilltop Church of Christ. And I think it was the day that, one of the days that we went out for lunch, Brother Pounds and myself, and were there talking, sitting down, waiting on the meal to come. And we got into the discussion about how do we cope with the physical distancing. And he, like we are, luckily for them, they have a good-sized building. I think it can seat about the same amount. We can seat about 400 or 500 people. So they sort of, just like the brothers, have come together and done here. And the discussion went in about, because in fact all my lessons were put online. We're congregation all over the place. I think Eddie's not here tonight. No. I think Eddie said there, from where he was, he could listen some of the lesson. But it reached the point where we discussed. I began to point out to Brother Pound that yes, we utilize online service, but it does not serve the best interests of some members, because they are now using it as a substitute or as a replacement for corporate congregational worship. And I began to just list some passages that show that God wants his people to meet together. And then Brother Pound picked it up and said, Brother Mitchell, I am right now preparing a lesson, a series of lessons on that. And then he said, those very passages that you have mentioned. And then from memory, he went into Corinthians and list some more passages that is a part of his lesson, pointing out that online service was never meant by the Almighty God to take the place of congregational worship. And he said he is in the process of preparing a lesson. I was as surprised, and he was surprised, how much both of us thought were running on the same line. The point is that the COVID virus, it is a challenge, and it has infiltrated every aspect of our lives, including our spiritual life. And Christians must be careful how things like online worship, that they do not make it a substitute. That they do not make it that it creates for them a comfort zone that would make them go against God's will. When them Tanayada worship, not realizing that God want them. You know, I pointed out here that among one of the great example of worship in the Old Testament. Now, Cain and Abel is the first worship that we are given some detail about. And as in one class I pointed out, you can learn a lot about worship from Cain's worship. As I pointed out, that the first instance of any teaching in the Bible is always a place where you can learn a lot about that subject. But another place is Abram's worship. When he was called upon to offer his son Isaac. The Almighty God said, leave your yard and go yonder. You see, what that teaches us, that all the distraction that come from worshiping God at home, when you cut off yourself from those distractions, you are in a position to worship God better. We as Christians must remind our fellow brothers and sisters who might be wrongly led by online worship that it was never meant to be a substitute or a replacement for corporate worship. Run to 1 Corinthians 11. Somebody read that for us. We have about a minute or two to go. 1 Corinthians 11, 17 through 20. Let me hear that quick.
Now in this that I declare unto you.
I praise you not.
That ye come together not for the better, but for the worse.
Wait, hold it, brother Norman. You'll notice, it's easy to run past it, that you come together. It's not that you stay at your yard and I stay at my yard. That you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. And the implication there is that when we come together to worship, it was meant for us to come together for the better. Spiritually, read on.
For first of all, when you come together in the church.
Here again. When you come together in the church.
I hear that there be divisions among you. And I partly believe it.
For
there must be also heresies among you. That they which are approved may be made manifest among you.
Read on.
When ye come together, therefore in one place.
What?
In one place.
What?
In one place.
What?
In one place.
You see, it is taken for granted that Christians are to come together in one place. That's the way God wants it. And there are many other passages. In closing, among the things that the COVID are to bring to the minds of Christians is that it matters not how smart the scientist is. It matters not how wise the government is. The COVID virus has taught us that man is not in charge, but God.
That's right.
The very scientists, every time they predict that hopefully within the next 6 months, things will be brought under control, a variant come that were more powerful than the previous one. Man is not in charge. Christian, we can use this as assurance to strengthen our faith that it matters not what is going on in the world, be it the COVID or whatever, the Almighty God is in charge. And last but not least, in the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 5 through 13, we will not read this. That passage implied that there is one great certainty in life. That certainty is sure and it is fixed. And it is that the interest of God's people is well protected at all times. The interest, it doesn't matter what you and I see going on. The interest of God's people is protected by the Almighty God at all times. So don't let COVID or any other illness or disease discourage you. Let it bring the best spiritually out of your faith and out of your relationship with the Almighty God. May God make this new year a good one, a blessed one, and a more Christ-like one for you. As Brother Webb has pointed out, that in whatever state we are we down? God is there. Are we up? God is there. We are never out of God's sight, out of God's protection, and out of God's guidance. We give God thanks that he has kept those of us who are here tonight, kept us alive to see this 2022. Thank you.